Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
I want to read from Luke chapter 19, verse 41. Now, as he drew near the city of Jerusalem, he saw the city and he wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today, Lord, that you clarify this message. Lord, you know my heart. You know your words. And Lord, I pray that you speak to every soul that is here today. In Jesus' name, amen. It's Easter Sunday. We're here, and most of the people attend church on Easter Sunday because they believe there was a Jesus. They believe that Jesus was crucified, and they believe that he rose from the dead. Now, whether you attend every Sunday or just once in a while, you're here because someone has put that in your mind and in your heart. But let me reemphasize a couple things about that. Number one, he was seen by over 500 people after he rose from the dead. The people that denied him died for him because what they had saw was real. I mean, they would have broke ranks somewhere if it had it been a lie, but they didn't break ranks. Those who said they wouldn't believe is Thomas, as Pastor Kay said this morning, until they saw the nail prints in his hands and thrust their hand into his side where it was pierced, they wouldn't believe. He believed. The world was turned upside down. Of course, that would happen if someone rose from the dead. So the way I look at it is like this. If a guy predicts his life, his death, and his resurrection, and it happens, that pretty much settles it for me. But I want to talk to you about this Jesus and some of the things that he did as he went to that cross and through that grave. The Bible says here that he wept over Jerusalem. He stood outside of the city and he saw Jerusalem. I believe that he sees the church today, he sees the world today, and he is still weeping. Because what he is saying to us is the same as he said to the children of Israel back then. He said, you are going to die. Your children that are within you are going to die, and your grandchildren are going to die. I remember that every time I'm with my grandchildren, that I must show them and try to teach them and prepare them for death because that's coming. And Jesus weeps because we do not understand his time of visitation. His time of visitation is going to be when your heart stops. And you better catch on before that happens. Jesus then, as he left the mountain and he wept over the city, there was a few things that he did that kind of amazed me. One was that he went to the temple. And the Bible says this. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Jesus went from the mountain to the temple. Now we know two things. We know one, that there was a tabernacle in the wilderness that was made out of tents. And then there was this temple that was built of the same pattern as the tabernacle was in the wilderness. And this temple was built by Solomon. And it had a place for offerings. And it had a place where they offered doves and they offered lambs, unblemished. And people would come in with those and they would give them, looking forward to the Messiah who was going to come and was going to shed his blood for them. And in that temple, in the back of the temple, there was this Holy of Holies and a curtain that went clear to the top of the Holy of Holies. In that Holy of Holies, there was what they called a mercy seat. And inside of the Ark of the Covenant was the Ten Commandments. Some of the manna that dropped when they were in the wilderness that fed them for 40 years. And the rod that Moses used when they opened the Red Sea and they got water from a rock in the wilderness. And in that Holy of Holies, no one could go in. Once a year, they said, a priest would go in to make a sacrifice. But the priest had to be completely clean. My understanding is he had bells on the bottom of his skirt. And if the bell stopped ringing, he had a rope around his waist because he wasn't clean and they'd drag him out. He would die. Because that was the very presence of God and that was the holiness of God. So Jesus goes into the temple and he throws the money changers out. And he said, you're here to make a profit. You're here in the flesh. This building is a spiritual building. So what he is doing is he is opening a road, a spiritual road, between the natural man and the physical man. He's saying, if you could see who I am in the day of visitation, I can save you, I can save your children, and I can save your grandchildren. But you will not look at me, he said. You will not surrender to me, he said. So he goes from there and he goes to the temple and he throws the flesh out from in front of the temple, those who were there for themselves, not for him. Not for the real meaning of what it was about. And then the Bible says this in Matthew 27, verse 50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice. This is when he was on the cross and yielded up his spirit. He died. And behold, the veil in the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. Mark 15, 38. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Luke 23, 45, the sun stopped shining and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. It doesn't matter how you turn it. He tore that temple in the Holy of Holies in half and he tore it from the top to the bottom where a man couldn't reach it. It was about that thick, by the way. He couldn't tear it and it was braided. So what was he doing in these three steps? And what was he trying to tell each of us in these three steps? And what was he telling us about Easter and his resurrection in these three steps? You see, the Holy of Holies was to the Spirit of God, an opening to the Spirit of God. You're two people. I know some of you have been told you're two-faced. I'm not talking about that. My dad was bald. He said he was so good looking that God made another place for another face up here. You are a physical man. Somebody's pointing to Larry back there, aren't they? Bless his heart. We're one of those churches that if you say bless your heart, you can say whatever you want about anybody. Look at her. She came in and fell down and fell on that little kid and smashed his hand. Bless her heart. You're two people. God created you to be an eternal person with an eternal soul. He placed eternity in your heart. But you have a physical body, and this physical body may live to be 15 years old. It may live to be 25 years old. It may live to be 45 years old. It may live to be 115 years old, but it will die. Methuselah lived to be 969, and he died, and he's been dead three times longer than he ever lived. That's a long time. You're going to die. Your children are going to die. Some of you have already buried some of your children and grandchildren. But all of your children are going to die. When you look at them sitting at the table and they're small, remember, they're going to die. And when you hold that grandbaby in your arms, remember that grandbaby's going to die too. Jesus is saying you need to understand the day of the visitation. And he said, those of you who are adults, he said, when you come to the temple, we're coming to church, we believe. What Jesus did is he upset the tables. He said, you need to get that natural man out of the way, or you're never going to get in the temple. You're never going to see what I have for you as long as you are operating by the flesh. And that means you're unwilling to turn your cheek. That means that you always got to be right. That means that you're always getting the short end of the stick. Somebody's always abusing you. God said, when we are in him, we see him, and we seek his positive. We seek the light, and we seek the salt. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So why are you upset when you're going through one of those things that are going to work together for good for you? Why do we get bent out of shape? God said, let's get the tables out of the way. But Lord, we're doing a work for you. We're giving them, selling them doves so that they can make a sacrifice. God said, you're doing it in the flesh. You're doing it to prosper. I don't know your life. But God said there are two lives, and there is the spiritual life and there is the physical life. But if you're all the time trying to please this physical life and working your head off in order to try to get the things of this world, they're going to die. You're going to die. They're going to rust. Go to Geauga Lake. Look at the roller coaster that I rode on when I was a young man. There's weeds and trees as tall as it is in the Ferris wheel. There is nothing that you're going to invest in this life that you're going to be able to take out of this life except your children. Now, God said, if you really want to get things right, and I don't know what the tables are in your life that need upset. Might be greed, might be jealousy, might be hatred. I don't know what those tables are, but they're standing between you and what God has for you in the temple. And we need to surrender those to the point that we are trying to work for him. Lord, what do you have for me? And he said, when you come to that point, he said, I'll give you peace. Oh, Jerusalem. He said, your day, the things that make for your peace, but now that you are hidden from your eyes. I want to give you peace. I want to give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. I want to give you the best of the best. And God said, I have that for you. If you can just see this spiritual man and allow him to rise up, feed him on the word of God, feed him in prayer, reach out to me, God says, and I'll lift you above the circumstances of the world and the things of the world, and you will see eternity, and it'll bring peace to you. You ever heard of the light at the end of the tunnel? That light gives you hope. When there's no light, there's no hope. And Jesus is that light. You can go through the tunnel as long as you see the light. You can go through the grave as long as you see the other side of it is open. Now God said, when I die, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open that Holy of Holies to you. And one more thing happened. The Bible says that this happened over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you're bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So you are this. The Holy Spirit came down and it came into you, into the Holy of Holies. And God said, I am in you and I will work with you and I will empower you. The power of God came into the Holy of Holies. But he said, upset the tables, get them out of the way. He said, split the curtain and I will work with you and I will put eternity in your heart and I'll give you the best of the best. I can go down through this church and I can go through this world and I can ask people who have lived for Christ and I'll say this, what is heaven going to be like? You know what their answer is going to be? I know because I've asked them. A lot like this world, preacher. We're going to have good friends. We're going to have good fellowship. We're going to be trusting. And the Lord's going to be there to see us through every situation. Wow. What if your heaven was like your life? Go to a bar. I'm not saying that. Sit on a stool at the end or find somebody that you know hangs out at one. Say, ask me. I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think hell's like? Hell's right here. Just like this right here. This is what hell is. And Jesus is saying, do you want heaven or hell? Do you want life or death? Do you want the best of the best or the worst of the worst? He said, you have a choice, and you young people, you have a choice. And God said, I have split the curtain so God can be with you. You can walk above every circumstance. You can walk in my power. You can walk in my light, and nothing will harm you. Or you can walk in death. Because without faith, the only thing you have to face is death. Because it is appointed unto man once to die. But preacher, you really believe that Jesus rose from the dead after all his heart was stopped? How does a man's heart start after his heart stopped? Some of you read my Facebook. I asked God that. He said, same way it does after a baby's conceived, 18 days. I start them just like that. But how did he start to breathe? He said, same way that baby does when the doctor goes, and instead of having water in its lungs, fluid in its lungs, it breathes oxygen. That's the same way I did it with Jesus. I opened him up. And you need to open yourself up. And the question today is, what tables do you have standing in the way of you totally serving God? Because you can't get in there as long as you're out here doing things for yourself. As long as you're out here walking in your selfish life, you will never get in there. And if the in there you don't get, you won't have the peace that passes all understanding. You're the temple of the living God. It's more than just taking care of the body. The body will take care of itself if you take care of your spiritual body, the spiritual man. Because you'll be attracted to the things that help you rather than the things that harm you. You'll be attracted to the things of life, not the things of death. My brother's a minister, many of you know that. We were talking the other day and Jim said, Bob, you know, you can't talk to a sinner about death. and have them understand it. And I said, explain that to me. He said, you know, they're doing everything they can to kill themselves. They live radical, wild lives because they're looking for what God has placed in here that only He can fill. He put eternity in our hearts. I pray that as you leave this place, you ask God what tables He needs to upset in your life. Personal. What are they, Lord? What are those things in my physical life that's keeping me from the Holy of Holies that you opened up for me? And then say, God, upset them. That's going to upset you. It's going to get you where you walk and where you live and where you talk. And it's going to upset you. And then you're going to see Him. Because your body is a temple of the living God. I wrote this poem a couple years ago, and I got it out yesterday morning and rewrote it. And I want to read it to you. It's called The Kiss. I looked at a letter I had received. That's this. It said so much I wanted to believe. But how did I know? What did I miss? I looked at it and it said, sealed with a kiss. What did that mean? I did not know. It spoke of Jesus and how He loved me so. How He was betrayed by a friend with a kiss. How they beat Him that night and they did not miss. Pilate said, I find no fault in this innocent man. They cried, crucify Him, Pilate, only you can. He went to the cross where He bled and died. Sinless and perfect, He was our guide. Righteousness and peace could finally meet. They kissed right there at Jesus' feet. The grave opened wide for all to see. Jesus walked out in total victory. Light had finally shined upon the grave. The kiss of salvation He freely gave. Victory, hope, and life had all come to all believe. All came to all who believe on Jesus' name. Heaven and life eternal is something you don't want to miss. Jesus signed it with His blood, and He sealed it with a kiss. He loves you.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.